Lamentations chapter 3, on page 688 in your pew Bible. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 1 through 33. This is the word of the Lord. I am the man who has seen affliction under the rod of his wrath. He has driven and brought me into darkness without any light. Surely against me he turns his hand again and again the whole day long. He has made my flesh and my skin waste away. He has broken my bones. He has besieged and enveloped me with bitterness and tribulation. He has made me dwell in darkness like the dead of long ago. He has walled me about so that I cannot escape. He has made my chains heavy. Though I call and cry for help, he shuts out my prayer. He has blocked my ways with blocks of stones. He has made my paths crooked. He is a bear lying in wait for me, a lion in hiding. He turned aside my steps and tore me to pieces. He has made me desolate. He bent his bow and set me as a target for his arrow. He drove into my kidneys the arrows of his quiver. I have become the laughingstock of all peoples, the object of their taunts all day long. He has filled me with bitterness. He has sated me with wormwood. He has made my teeth grind on gravel and made me cower in ashes. My soul is bereft of peace. I have forgotten what happiness is. So I say my endurance has perished. So has my hope from the Lord. Remember my affliction and my wanderings, the wormwood and the gall. My soul continually remembers it and is bowed down within me. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. Let him sit alone in silence when it is laid on him, and put his mouth in the dust. There may yet be hope. Let him give his cheek to the one who strikes, and let him be filled with insults. For the Lord will not cast off forever, but though he cause grief, he will have compassion according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he does not afflict from his heart or grieve the children of men. This is the word of the Lord. The Book of Lamentations is a lament over the destruction of the temple. But it is more than this. It is a lament over sin and its consequence. It is a lament over the removal of God's people from His presence. The removal of God's presence from His people's midst. In Exodus chapter 25, verse 8, the Lord speaks to Moses after the Exodus and says of the people, "Let them make me a sanctuary. Let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell in their midst." This is the hope in which you are saved. The Lord dwelling in your midst. This is the great promise of the Old Testament. Leviticus chapter 26, verses 11 and 12, "I will make my dwelling among you. My soul shall not abhor you. I will walk among you. I will be your God, and you shall be my people." It is a promise that we see consummated at the end of Scripture. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 3, "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be His people. And God Himself will be with them as their God." This is your hope. This is the glorious inheritance of the saints. This is the blessing of Abraham, the desire of David's heart. Psalm 27, verse 4, "One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in His temple." In the Old Testament, the tabernacle, followed by the temple, was the great sign of this hope, a partial fulfillment of God's promise. For the Lord was indeed present with His people in the temple. He was present in their midst. Exodus chapter 40, verse 34, "Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting because the cloud settled on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle." 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 10, "And when the priests came out of the holy place, a cloud filled the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord." In Exodus chapter 40 in the tabernacle, in 1 Kings chapter 8 in the temple, we see the dwelling place of God in the midst of His people. But Exodus chapter 40 and 1 Kings chapter 8 also remind us that neither the tabernacle nor the temple was the ultimate fulfillment of this promise. We are reminded that neither the tabernacle nor the temple was the ultimate fulfillment of this promise, for neither Moses nor the priests were able to stand in the tabernacle, to stand in the temple, and minister in the presence of the Lord because of the cloud. Exodus chapter 40, 1 Kings chapter 8, remind the people of their need for a priest who could. For a priest who could not only enter into the earthly tabernacle, but for a priest who could enter into the true tabernacle, for a priest who could enter into the heavenly one. And this need is on full display. This need is on full display in Lamentations chapter 3. This need is on full display at the destruction of the temple. This need is on full display at the removal of God's dwelling place from the midst of His people. This need is on full display at the casting of His people out from the place of His presence. Perhaps we would better say their removal from His presence and blessing, and their entering into His presence in wrath. Whose wrath is spoken of in Lamentations chapter 3? Who is it that torments the man who has seen affliction? Who is it that lies in wait for him? Who is it that has made him desolate? Who is it that has set his bow against him, a target for his arrow? Who is it that has made him a laughingstock among the peoples? Who is it that has made his teeth grind on gravel? Who has made him cower in ashes? It is the Lord. It is the Lord. That is what we find in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. The presence of God in wrath. I am the man who has seen affliction under the rod of God's wrath. It is a place of darkness without any light. It is a place in which God turns His hand against you all day long. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 1 through 18, it is a vision of hell. A place, verse 4, in which your flesh and skin waste away. A place, Isaiah chapter 66, verse 24, where your worm shall not die. A place, Zechariah chapter 14, verse 12, where your flesh shall rot while you are still standing on your feet, where your eyes will rot in your sockets, where your tongues will rot in your mouths. A place, verse 5, in which you are enveloped with bitterness. A place, verse 7, from which you cannot escape. A place, verse 8, in which you call and cry for help, but there is no one to hear you. There is no one to answer because God shuts out your prayer. It is the place. Matthew chapter 8, verse 12. Of outer darkness. A place of weeping and gnashing of teeth. It is the place of hell. Not the absence of God's presence, but His presence in wrath. The place, Revelation chapter 19, verse 15, in which He will tread the winepress of His fury forever. It is the place of your deserving on account of your sin. It is the place you have earned. It is the place you deserve. A place, verse 17, in which your soul is bereft of peace. A place in which you forget what happiness is. A place in which your endurance will perish. If you think it unfair, you do not understand who God is. A God, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 16, who dwells in unapproachable light. A God, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 12, who dwells in thick darkness. Do not take him lightly. Do not take his word lightly. If you would worship him, worship with reverence and awe, for he is a consuming fire. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 18, ends this description of God's presence and wrath, this description of hell, with what is perhaps its most terrifying reality, the perishing of hope. My endurance has perished, so has my hope from the Lord. There is no hope in hell. But the lament does not end here. The lament does not end here. The one who laments understands that as the temple was not glory itself, so also its removal was not hell itself. Its presence was a shadow of glory. Its presence was a shadow of the glory to come. And its removal was a shadow of the wrath to come. The one who laments does not end his lament in a state of hopelessness, but he calls something to mind, something that brings him hope, the steadfast love of the Lord, which never ceases, his mercies, which never come to an end. He calls to mind the promise, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will hope in him. What is his hope? Why is Lamentations chapter 3 in the singular? Why does it not read, we are the people who have seen affliction? Why does it read, I am the man who has seen affliction? Who is this man? It is the one who endured the substance of that which the destruction of the temple was only a copy and shadow. It is the one who endured not a shadow of God's wrath, but the fullness of God's wrath. It is the one who drank to the dregs the cup of his anger, the wormwood and the gall. The man who has seen affliction, the man who endured hell for your sake, the man upon whom the wrath of God stored up for you has been exhausted, the man of sorrows, the Lord Jesus Christ. The one who has endured the fullness of God's wrath. And so the one who has entered into the fullness of his glory. Who is able to stand, who does stand in the presence of the Lord. Who is able to minister, who does minister before the Lord in the heavenly tabernacle, in the heavenly temple, for your sake. This is why Lamentations chapter 3 does not end in verse 18. Because there is hope in the promise of God fulfilled in Jesus Christ, whom He has raised from the dead. In Him, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. In Him, His mercies never come to an end. In Him, they are new every morning. Every morning that you wake. Do not fail to marvel. Do not fail to wonder that God has endured the wrath due to you for your sake. He has endured darkness that you may enjoy light. He has endured death that you may enjoy life. In Christ, the Lord is your portion. You are not those without hope. You have hope in Him. The Lord has delivered you from the place of His wrath. He has brought you into the kingdom of His grace. The Lord has delivered you from the place of darkness and brought you into the kingdom of light, into the place of His blessing, into the place of His rest. This is your portion. This is your hope. A place of peace, a place of happiness, the place of joy, the place of God's presence, the place of God's blessing. Thanks be to the man who has seen affliction. Great is his faithfulness to us. Let us pray.